Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
It's John and Lance.
Do you have any, is there any intelligence out there at all?
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776 is the number. If you want to get in here with us, you are more than welcome. Whatever you want to talk about. Our Texans play on Saturday. The referee is going to be as a guy who Kansas City is 6-0 with him refereeing their games. I think it's a problem. Now, yeah, Pat Mahomes, and he's a problem.
Chris Jones.
Yeah, Chris Jones
but
is a problem.
But not as big a problem
Andy
as Clay
Reed's
Martin.
A problem. But Clay
nobody's
Martin.
Sorry. Yeah, I mean, Andy Reid, big deal. What about Clay Martin?
Yeah, Clay Martin, the referee. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Don't poo-poo it. Okay.
One person on Twitch
it's
said.
It's right there in front of you. They're 6-0.
One person on Twitch said that the only way he'll know that the league is not scripted and rigged is if the Texans win. Never mind the fact that they have beaten the Chiefs like once in their last six or whatever, and you're trying to go beat the team
when
that's the best team over the last 6 years, the Kansas City Chiefs. The only way you know if the league is scripted, because the Texans clearly should beat the Chiefs.
Clearly.
Obviously. So unless they do beat them,
then it's
rigged.
Well, yeah. Okay. And what's your point?
What are the Texans a 3-point favorite? What is the number right now? Has it gone up to Texans 3 or where is it?
No, it's not quite there
it's
yet.
Not Texans aren't 3-point favorite? I heard that they're favored, and if they don't win,
well, now that this referee's been announced,
if they don't win, it's a rig.
If this referee's been announced, the Texans are no longer favorite.
Yeah.
Okay. So
yeah,
there's that.
Oh, so it went down.
Yeah. It's going
I know the number isn't giant, but as far as the standing of these two franchises over the last, hell, even when the Chiefs weren't winning Super Bowls under Andy Reid, they're still a good franchise, still making the playoffs.
Yeah.
How large of an upset, just think about in your mind, for the Texans to go into Kansas City and beat the two-time defending champions. Think of the Texans as a whole as a franchise.
They're
since 2002.
You mean the bye week Texans? The one that didn't, that really, frankly, the offense never got going this year? The offense that has two starting receivers out? The offense that the quarterback has had a regression this year? And they have been completely unable to execute in the red zone? That team, that Texans team this that played, was not playing good football headed
put up
into
a
the
two-spot against
were a
Baltimore?
Home, they were a two-dog. They were a 3-point underdog at home in the first round.
To San Diego,
massive. To the Chargers, it would be a massive upset.
L.A.
Yes, going into Kansas City when they're trying to go for a three-peat and beating them.
That
just the
be...
context
well,
of
the
it all.
Well, the perception has changed because the Texans
yeah,
won.
Yeah, and not only that, but the Chiefs haven't played that well this year.
But still.
Neither have the Texans.
Neither have the Texans.
Yeah, right.
And the Chiefs actually won a lot of those games. The Texans beat a bunch of bad teams this year.
Yeah.
Like, if you just lay it out, the facts, if you lay out the facts, it would be a huge upset. Now, the game looks so good
bigger
the other
than
day.
7.5? It should be bigger than that, shouldn't it?
It's 8.
It's 8
it's
now?
It's currently 8, yeah. Hmm. So, yes, it should have
well,
been
well, that's because since Clay Martin, they announced Clay Martin.
That's yeah.
Half a point, huh?
Yeah. That referee's
now,
worth at least half a point.
I'm expecting the Texans to maybe go back down to a pick 'em once people realize the Texans win unless it's rigged.
Rigged, yeah.
So I'm expecting an 8-point jump.
Like, I almost can't wrap my mind around
the Texans
going in and ending the Chiefs' run for three straight. Like, this version of the Texans doing that, for that to happen.
If you put it that way.
This is what's happening, though.
It is, because the Chiefs are so focused on the postseason.
Oh, I think we got a chance.
It really is. No, I think you have a chance, too. On paper, you absolutely have a chance. It's just that once you get to the postseason.
Once you get to the field, it's different.
Once you get to the field, it's going to be freezing cold. You've got a walrus over there with his mustache who goes, bundily, 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 or whatever he said. What Bundaruski.
Oh, yeah.
Name one other head coach in the league that would do that
he's
commercial.
Swedish?
Bundaruski?
Do you know?
And he's drawn stuff on Pat Mahomes' face or whatever.
Do you know I live in L.A. about 6 blocks from his high school?
Andy Reid's?
Yeah, they got a big sign up at the high school. This is the home of Andy Reid.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's just the Chiefs are a different animal once you get there. It's fine if we're just looking at stats and we're talking about EPA and yards per game and Pat Mahomes. But then when you start thinking about, man, you got to beat the Chiefs in Kansas City in January on the road. You're right, Dell. It would be a shocker to most of the country. The Texans are an 8-point dog. Look at these numbers. Washington, 9.5 points. Who do you think has legitimately a better shot of winning? Washington against a beat-up Lions team or the Texans against an inconsistent Texans versus inconsistent Chiefs who happen to win all but two games, and one game they didn't try?
Yeah.
Like, which one's a bigger upset? Washington's a 9.5-point favorite. Texans, 8. I'm sorry. Washington's 9.5-point dog. No. Texans, 8.
Yeah.
Who's got a better chance of winning that game to you?
Washington.
I think so, too. No. I think they're a little bit more of a live dog. Now, I say that not due to any disrespect of Houston. I say that because I just feel like at some point the Lions' injuries on defense have to catch up with them, don't they? I don't know that this game isn't maybe going to be a little big for the quarterback, though.
Dan Quinn against Dan Campbell.
That's a lot of football right there.
That's a lot of head coach right there.
That's a lot of head coach football. Yeah. That's a lot of what NFL head coaches look like.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Of course, I feel that way about D'Amico and Robert Saleh.
Yeah, that's true.
I see Robert Saleh and I think that's...
Yeah, you have an unhealthy man love for D'Amico.
He looks like an NFL coach.
Yeah.
Look at him. It's like Dan Campbell. Those guys in shape.
Yeah.
Not if the Patriots are hiring, he doesn't look like an NFL head coach.
Did you see who they interviewed? There was a graphic where they interviewed two black guys at once. Yeah. Did they have them in a room together to speed it up?
Zoom. Well, you don't have to come in.
Zoom, yeah.
We're short on time.
Pep, what are you doing these days? I do some stuff with Channel 2 locally with me and Aaron Wilson.
They interviewed two guys who weren't even in the NFL.
Yeah, it's crazy with Byron Leftwich.
Well, there you go. Rooney Rule.
We're all done. So, no, D'Amico Ryans looks like an NFL football coach in 31.
Mike Vrabel looks like an NFL coach.
Yeah, for the Patriots. D'Amico looks like an NFL head coach in 31 places.
For sure, Texans, that's all we do is hire black coaches.
That's all we do. That's right.
Now, two of them were one and duns.
Still.
And one of them were like, David Culley?
But
the whole league said, the wide receiver coach is getting the – man, y'all stop hating on that man. He's getting – life-changing money to come in.
No. God bless.
The Texans did well by him. And, you know, the story on Lovey is Lovey, the Texans asked if he would bail. This is what I've heard. The Texans asked if he would kind of – they needed him because McCown was going to be the coach. Yep. And then Brian Flores sued the league, and the Texans were like, we can't do McCown. And so they said, Lovey, what do you say, Lovey? He goes, okay, but here's the stipulations. And Lovey got to lay it out the way he wanted it. And included a good paycheck.
Yeah.
Lovey knew what the deal was. He knew it wasn't a winnable thing.
Well, but
speaking of McCown.
But Lovey didn't hurt it. David Culley really hurt any chance of anyone ever having any respect for him as a head coach ever again.
Well, Lovey is still Lovey.
Yeah, I know. They give him $30 million to go away and have, you know, go to the beach.
Hire me. Pat McAfee show can hire me. Give me $1.5 million a year, a two-year deal, $1.5 million, $3 million guaranteed.
And make fun of you all the
throw
time?
Throw tomatoes at me, do whatever. Like, man, Lance's whole legacy. He was Texas Radio Hall of Fame. I'm like, I don't give up. Because guess what I'm doing? I'm done. That's what David Culley was. Y'all can crap on me all you want. I'm David Culley, bitch. Look at me. I'm done. Give me my money.
Josh McCown.
I wish I could be dead. Where's Josh McCown?
He's the quarterback coach for the Vikings. I saw him last night.
Oh yeah, that's right. He's with the Vikings.
David Culley came out ahead.
David Culley got checks.
Yeah, David Culley did get checks.
Josh McCown had to go to
Josh
Carolina.
McCown's got to work.
Josh had to go to Carolina.
He had to work with Sam Darnold all year.
No, he was at Carolina with – no, last year he was at Carolina with Bryce. Yeah. Yeah.
How'd that turn out for you?
David Culley was doing? Chilling with money in his pocket.
Did he have to answer questions all year about where's Deshaun? Was that his deal? Was that what he had to deal with?
Yeah, he was at Deshauner. Yeah.
Okay, he had to deal with that. But other than that.
I'm talking about the players, and he's the one that said he doesn't really believe in analytics.
I remember that. Hadn't been in the NFL since 2021. since he got fired?
Cully? No, yeah. That was he knew that was his
that
last.
That was it.
Cash that that's check.
Yes. No. If I'm David Cully, I'm taking.
I'm on the
look,
beach, brother.
If you're a Ben Johnson, if you're a hot coach, you pick and choose where you want to go. If you're in your 60s and somebody tells you they want to make you a head coach and give you money on the way out of your career, done. You're like,
yeah.
Y'all can make fun. Now, we are going to warn you, you have no quarterback, and this is a terrible roster, and it's awful in the building.
Other than that,
I mean, because Jack was still there, right? Yeah, Jack was still there. And he's probably like, yeah, I mean, that's fine.
Coach, how do you feel about this?
All right, one fish, two fish, red fish, blue fish. You know what I'm saying? I mean,
you know what I'm saying?
But you get millions of dollars.
Yes.
Now,
I'm done.
Now, Cully seemed like a guy who had the personality that could deal with Jack. Lovey does not.
Listen,
Lovey thought Jack was a fool, and Lovey was one of the ones that kind of helped get him up out of there when Jack tried to step outside his lane, which Jack was a habitual line crosser.
All right, we got to break. 713-780-3776 is the number if you want to get in here on ESPN 97.5.
Somebody bring me back some money, please.
In 92.5. We're getting paid tomorrow, as a matter of fact. I just looked. It's the 15th. We get paid the 1st and the 15th, and it's just perfect every single time. And the reason for that is it's HR&P. I went with the guys last night from HR&P, went to the game, and they just can't be. I'm telling you, you're going to have a relationship with HR&P. You're not just going to do business with HR&P. You're going to have a relationship with HR&P. They try to make sure that everybody is on board. If you have any questions, every employee gets a number that they can call if they have any question about anything. My question, I called one time because I like, how do I log into this? And because I'm stupid, but they couldn't have been nicer about it. They can't be better at what they do. This is a huge time for them right now. The transition from January 1st, there's so much to do for the new year, bringing people on board. It's always a busy, busy time, but they're ready for you. They're ready to give you a consultation on your business and how you're doing it and how you can do it better. And that's what they do every single day for us and all kinds of businesses here in the Houston area. You're looking for a great way to get your payroll and get your HR and get your taxes done. HRP.net, 281-880-6525 or HRP.net.
You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, 713-780-3776. SMU Sonny is here. He wants to get in. Anybody else? Come on. What do you want to talk about? You're more than welcome. 713-780-3776. What's up, SMU Sonny?
Hey, good morning, guys. I wanted to mention this game Saturday is a legacy game for Lance. It was about this time last year when he said he guaranteed that the Texans would be in a better position than the Chiefs, and now they're playing on Saturday. And I think he said he was going to buy loaded tots from Burger Chan for some of the listeners or maybe Dell, something like that. But we got to go find the audio, maybe an intern can. Huge legacy game for Lance. We got to win for LD.
You going to go find that audio?
I'm assuming it's true because you say a lot of flagrant things.
You do say things.
I don't remember that.
You do say things.
Now, I do remember saying that I really thought the Texans had a chance to be better than the Chiefs.
Well, you said that several
times.
This
year. And from what I understand, the only way the Texans lose is if this game is rigged.
So is that what you're leaning on if you turn out to be wrong, that the game was rigged?
Yes, now I am.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you getting us our tots?
Not if this is a fixed game. I'm not.
What's the line? The line is coming down now since, well, it went up.
The line, people will find out it's a legacy game. The line's already dropping. Let's win this for LZ. Or loaded tops, Burger Chan, hook it up. LZD, LZ delivery.
Are you
not LZD?
Yeah. Are you buying everybody? Did you say you would buy Burger Chan?
I don't remember that at all.
If the Texans
for all the listeners? No, I don't remember saying that. Burger Chan's not cheap.
Maybe for me.
Maybe loaded tops for Dell.
Maybe you said
I got to hear that. I don't know. I got to if Dell can find it. If he actually puts in the time to go find it,
how am I going to find it? I don't know what date then I know what it was. No proof. We don't even have the ability. I guess I have to listen to a podcast, but I don't know what date that was.
Top boy, Wagwan.
I tried to find it, but it's like it won't go back that far. But it was around this time, around like this after New Year's.
You see,
I tried to find it on the podcast.
See. It's tough.
I need access. Hey, give me full access. I need clearance, and I'll find it.
That's what we're going to do.
We have the same access that you do, I think.
No,
it only goes back that far.
We're
as
behind.
Well,
no, I think we could actually go dig back to the first podcast I ever put up there.
How am I going to win? If this game is rigged, I can't win. It's so like playing a fair carnival game.
So will you back off the claim that the Texans are in a better spot than the Chiefs?
No, I won't.
Oh, okay.
The Chiefs, who have like 5 blocked field goals to win and 5 missed field goals, they should have won 4 games. They lucked out.
But the Texans went into Kansas City and got
the Texans
beat.
Are better than Kansas City. They're in a great spot right now. Great spot right now.
Based on what?
They're coming off a huge momentum win.
Oh, how about all the bye week teams in the college football playoffs? What did they do?
It's been a month since Patrick Mahomes has actually played.
Bye week teams were terrible in college football playoffs.
But this is the NFL.
Same thing, basically. Mm-hmm.
It's not.
Detroit's got no chance. Neither does the Chiefs.
Okay. Do college players get paid?
Yes.
Yeah, they're pros.
Same thing.
They're pros now.
Huh.
Mm-hmm. Do they play in indoor structures as well when it's cold? Yes. Do they have championships that rotate around the country, like the Super Bowl of college
football? But this game's outside.
Huh?
But this game's going to be outside.
Yeah, but... What are we even talking about? I can't even remember where I was going with this.
You said that you were trying to use the fact that the game
side. What are you talking about?
Yeah, and Tennessee got their ass kicked. They're the warm weather team. They went to a cold weather place and got their ass kicked.
You can't win with a bye week.
Okay.
Look at that. Boise State lost off a bye week. I mean, they were substantial underdogs.
Yeah.
But they were off a bye week.
Notre Dame and Penn State played outside. I mean, what?
What is that? But one of them, this game's in cold weather.
The favorite one, that one.
But the cold weather team won.
But it was a warm weather game.
Oh, yeah. But that's a
mess. What are you talking about?
Texas beat Arizona State.
Inside.
Right.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Well,
a team from Texas won a playoff game. That's what it means.
A team from Texas won a playoff game on Saturday.
Quinn Ewers won a game, and he wasn't the best quarterback in the game. That's what Sam Levitt told
before the game, he did say that.
Sam Levitt, before the game, said, I'm the best quarterback. Uh-huh. Okay, is CJ as good as Pat Mahomes? No. But Quinn Ewers won one where he wasn't the best quarterback
in
the game.
He's not as good as Pat Mahomes.
History.
Yeah. Everything.
Everything.
Okay, who played better in their last game?
Patrick Mahomes.
No.
Yes.
CJ was. Oh, who threw for the most yards this wild card weekend?
CJ.
CJ.
I thought you meant the game they played against each other.
Pat Mahomes, I don't think, threw for 282.
But they played in a game against each other, and Patrick Mahomes played
better. Pat Mahomes' last game, he had, big deal, 320 yards and 3 touchdowns.
Well, yeah, how about that?
No interceptions against the Steelers. He's just warming up a little bit. In his last 3, he does have 6 touchdowns.
So perhaps the Chiefs are rounding into form? Perhaps.
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 Yeah.
And perhaps they had to call in Clay Martin to make sure and keep this thing fair.
I just don't think we should be drawing comparisons to what happened in the college football playoff to predict what's going to happen with the living dynasty that the Texans have to play against. I don't know.
Yeah, you know, now that you put it like that, I mean, it really is a daunting task, if you want to know the truth, that the Texans would end this run?
That the Texans are going to stop the Chiefs in the divisional round. Team that... always advances to the AFC title game. Always. When they lose, it's either in Super Bowl or the AFC title game. And this Texans team's going to go in there in freezing temperatures and end it.
We need Rex Ryan. We need some
motivation. To call out.
We need, yeah.
Okay. That would help.
What you're going to have to do to win this game is you need to, because the momentum in Kansas City will roll out of control on you. So you have to win the turnover battle, and you may need some plays on special teams. And, I mean, quite frankly, that offense has been unimpressive in Kansas City. You got to keep them unimpressive, you know, with a rush. And it needs to be a swarm unit attack with the interior swarm, with the inside. You know, it needs to come from inside and outside. Not a lot of blitzing. Just be able to win with four. And that's what you got to do. I mean, this is not the same Travis Kelce anymore. Pacheco, now,
although he's been better,
get to the postseason and all of a sudden he finds himself. You know, I'm worried about that. But I'm really a little worried about Pacheco because they've got some good run blockers in between the, you know, from guard to guard. They're a good run blocking team, the Chiefs. And Pacheco really hasn't, he's been injured at times this year, but he's got a little time to heal. And we're not the greatest run-stopping unit up the middle. So that's one that kind of concerns me a little bit. Kind of Pacheco and the running game.
Oh, yeah. J.K. Dobbins worried you last week, though.
He didn't worry. Well, the physicality of them. And it looked like for the first quarter, I'm like, ooh, crap. Yeah. When are we going to get the ball back? And then all of a sudden, something happened, and the Texans played good football.
Yeah.
Like across the board.
Well, everybody. Yeah. Everybody. That's what we call, Lance, in the business, we call it complimentary football. Complimentary football is what we call it. So, but that's in the business. Don't try to use, you know, big words like that. Don't try that at home, people. 713-780-3776. If you want to get in here, you're more than welcome. 713-780-3776 to hang out with us. And if Lance promised you something that he's not delivering on, let's hear it. Okay.
No one has proof of anything.
Yeah.
If you heard Lance say
Sonny,
something.
Why would Sonny call up and lie?
I believe that happened. I just don't have the proof, but I'm not surprised.
I'll buy you all burger
chips. It seems familiar, too.
Well, John believes Kyron Lacy was innocent, but then I'm somehow guilty.
Well, you are probably more guilty.
Joe comes in yesterday. Do you think John got that from Tiger droppings? Because nobody has Kyron Lacy. Like, oh, the real info is going to come out soon on Kyron Lacy.
I
got
to stay true to my LSU.
I was like, why?
He was literally driving in the wrong lane.
I don't know.
This is not the hill
I don't know that
you should be dying on.
Well, I'm not sure. I'm not sure what happens. Were you there? No. Were you there? No.
Thank God I wasn't.
No, yeah. Right.
If I was, maybe I wouldn't be here.
I don't want to be anywhere where Kyron Lacy is.
I've been there. I've been to Gulf Coast Windows, I can tell you that. And I love me some Gulf Coast Windows. I love what Jim Fiume does. Jim Fiume's the founder. He's been doing this. He's over 36, 37 years. He was an orphan in New York, and he came down here, and he just knows the value of – He started a business in which he said, you know what, we're not going to just throw windows on people's houses. We're going to place the best windows with the best installation, with the best warranty, the best quality, the most security, the most economical because it's going to save you money over years and years and years that you're going to have these windows. And beauty, privacy, security, all of these things, they matter. Adding value to the home on top of adding value to your energy bill, you're spending less on your energy bill because of Jim Fiume and his windows and his doors. It all adds up. If you have to replace your windows or your building, use Gulf Coast Windows. They pay for themselves in the long run. 713-849-5454. 713-849-5454 or GulfCoastWindows.com.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776. If you want to get in here, 713-780-3776. Highest graded Texans.
By the way, you got to acknowledge this. There's a fake video going out.
Is that a fake video?
Yeah.
What's his name?
Will Angus. Does that sound like a real person? There's a tweet that said Bill Belichick just got his first four-star recruit, a transfer from the Longhorns. He was a redshirt freshman named Will Angus. And some guy named Sherman Young. And when you see it, it's a video of a kid in a North Carolina sweatshirt with the worst hair you've ever seen and a backwards hat on. And he's smiling and singing the lyrics to some rap song. And it's one of the worst things you, like.
Yeah. Yeah, it's there's nightmare. No Will Angus football.
No, and it's not. So this is AI created. So basically somebody said, show me a picture of a white kid with bad blonde hair wearing North Carolina sweatshirts. You know, you feed all this into AI, and they created this video.
Yeah.
But this is – when I first saw this, I sent it to the group chat last night. I'm like, yeah. No wonder you guys couldn't win in the semifinals. How could you concentrate with this on the roster?
Mm-hmm. No, that's not – this kid is – if he played for Bill, he went and he was Bill Belichick's quarterback. Boy, that kid's in some trouble. That kid's in some trouble.
Yeah.
Highest rated Texans in the wild. Derek Stingley hit 93.6 on Pro Football Focus. Kamari Lassiter, 89.5. Nico Collins, 88.4. They played flawlessly. If CJ didn't start as slow as he did, he would have had a really, really great. He probably still graded out pretty damn well anyway. But
he didn't. If
he did
what I saw, well, they're going to consider some of his throws turnover worthy. But if I saw what I saw, I think they still had Justin Herbert rated higher than CJ.
No way.
I'm telling you,
there's zero chance
because they'll put the one pick on Disley.
Well then. Yeah.
And they'll say CJ should have had three picks himself.
Nico. Oh, here we go. CJ Stroud. I can't get it. Never mind. Anyway. Oh, here's grades. Let's see. Anyway, CJ played better than Justin Herbert. Now, they did take away a couple of picks from CJ.
This is what I'm saying. They're. Yeah. PFF will put that in turnover-worthy play territory and say those should have been picks.
Yep.
So Pro Football Focus has something they call turnover-worthy passes.
Yes, right.
TWP. And they count those on the turnover-worthy passes.
And they should. And they should. I mean, and the Will Disley one went right through his hands.
Yeah, so if we're going by what they would say, they would say CJ should have thrown three and Herbert threw three. I don't know what the difference comes from then after that, but look. Those numbers, if you watch them, and hey, I watched the game. That doesn't make any sense. That happens all the time. You'll see PFF numbers and go, that doesn't make sense.
CJ did make more plays than Herbert, though. While they had three each of turnover worthy plays, CJ made more plays than Herbert did.
Yeah, I don't know how they'll grade what they consider big time throws. Because remember, Will Disley dropped another play that would have been
a big play.
Big time throws are a little. Well, I don't know. In the pros in college, it's weak. It's like. You're throwing, you know, one-on-one outside, no safety help over the top. It's just, oh, he completed a pass, a longer pass to a wide-open guy. Like, that's not a big-time throw. A big-time throw to me is fitting it in between safeties and linebackers. I know a big-time throw. I know a pro throw.
Yeah.
And so probably those are probably a little bit different. So
and how much credit does he get for the fumbled snap and then running around and find it? Because he's the one that missed the snap.
Yeah, they'd probably put that on him.
Wow, he got it there. They gave him a 54-3.
Yeah, told you.
Herbert, what did Herbert get?
60.3.
Oh, he can't be higher, but I'll check.
No, he is. I'm looking at it. 60.3.
It's higher than C.J. Stroud.
Yes.
That doesn't make sense.
How did he get there?
We just went through it. They will give C.J. those two picks and say, those should have been picks. They were just dropped. So we're not going to.
So, they have big-time throws, 1. Turnover-worthy passes, 4. 0 drops, sacked 3 times, scrambled 4 times. His adjusted completion percentage was 67.7. It's when they usually take drops away from you or when you throw it away. His quarterback rating was 88.5. His average depth of target was 9.7. Short of the sticks on a heavy percentage of throws, which is unlike Bobby Slowick's offense, but that's why they won. Because they had to alter it so that they were throwing short, which was the smart thing to do.
Yeah.
I don't average time to throw 2.77, which is he got rid of it quicker, so it doesn't really matter. There's nothing. It's interesting that the score, that's why I don't get caught up in their grades. The PFF grades to me are irrelevant. There's too many flaws in their system for me to take it seriously in a single game. Over the course of a season, it averages out some. Single game, you shouldn't pay it a whole lot of attention, especially if CJ was below the worst game of Justin Herbert's career, maybe.
Well, how will we feel if the Chargers had better hands?
Well,
this is what they're saying. This is where that number's coming from. How we're not going to save you because they drop balls they shouldn't have dropped.
No, but that's one. That's like two. There's two passes.
Well, then it will be three.
One of them was way high. The interception, the pick six was because he sailed it.
He
literally gave them six.
Telling you, Henley, CJ made a bad decision, and Henley came across and dropped it. The linebacker number zero and Derwin James. If it goes a different way, and they say the call stands, that's the third pick. So.
They have four. It does say four drops.
They're not going to bail you out for the defender not making the play if you put the ball in harm's way.
Now, his quarterback, you know, it's interesting. His quarterback rating was a 39-1. CJ's was in the 80s. Not that it means, but it's just interesting. It's about a 50-point difference.
Well, so who's more accurate, Pro Football Focus or his rating?
His adjusted completion percentage. I would say in this one the rating is. His adjusted completion percentage was 59%. Like, there's no, I don't really
his quarterback
understand
rate,
where they're getting all
the
this
traditional
from.
Quarterback rating for
He's
CJ?
He's 15 to 34. He completed a low percentage. He completed less than 50% of his passes. Like, I don't know where the quarterback grades come from for PFF. I have no idea. Now, you know where he was helped out a lot? That 3rd and 26,
but it is
that 80-yard touchdown pass where Ladd just made a play.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, it looks a lot better for him.
Well, the yards, everything looks better. Yeah. But if you want to know the truth, did CJ? I mean, at the first half was awful, awful, awful. The pick that CJ threw was awful. The one that was called back that he dropped, James dropped, was awful. I mean, he made a lot of awful throws. If you want to know the truth. Pro Football Focus, not that Herbert played better. Herbert did not play better than he did. That's where I have a problem with it. But that CJ only had a 54? Okay. Okay. He really came out in the second half and was heroic, but the first half he wasn't. He was bad.
He was bad.
He was bad.
Until the last two drives.
Yeah. The last two drives were great. Last two drives were great. When we come back, we'll hear from Justin Verlander. First time we've heard from him since he has signed with the Giants. So we will hear on the other side what Justin Verlander thinks about his time here in Houston. But right now, we're going to talk about the Ford Bronco Sport Big Bend. So you're looking for a vehicle for that youngster, turned 16 or 17, wants a starter car. How about this? $299 a month. With $995 down, $299 a month with $995, or $334 a month with nothing down. 36-month lease, 10,500 miles, no surprises, straightforward. It's it. Great starter car. Great starter car for whomever. How about leasing your F-150 STX for $459 a month with $1,000 down? Work ready and tough. The Escape PHEV hybrid. You can save $8,000 on MSRP and drive for just $135 a week. All right. Fuel efficiency, versatility, all of it. No dealer add-ons, no hidden fees, just great deals at Chastain Ford. It's what they do every single day. I trust them implicitly. You don't buy four cars from somebody unless you trust them. I trust them. And I'm telling you, you can too. Houston's best-kept secret for trucks, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. ChastainFord.com on 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead. 5 minutes from downtown, Chastain Ford.
You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
So in case you haven't heard, Justin Verlander signed with the San Francisco Giants. And we really haven't seen him, but in the Chronicle this morning and on Twitter, we do have quotes from Justin Verlander. And here he is saying goodbye to the city of Houston.
I've had a phenomenal ride with Houston. It's been a hell of a chapter of my career. You know, the second chapter coming back from New York wasn't what I would have hoped. And when I got traded back, I did, you know, I felt like I pitched pretty well, helped them get to the playoffs. But you know, really last year left a sour taste in my mouth, not with the organization, just with myself. I hold myself to a standard that I want to pitch. It's why in my contract, I had 140 innings, somewhere around there, to trigger my player option. If I didn't, and I could have fought for more, or not had that innings option when I was negotiating with the Mets. But I want to earn my keep. And I felt like if I didn't at least throw that many innings, I sure as hell didn't earn what I was making. So, I didn't deserve to have the option for that anyway. So, I wish I had pitched better last year. I wish the injuries hadn't happened, but look, man, I'm not somebody that lives in the past. I've had just a phenomenal run in Houston, and if that's done, it's done. Never know what's going to happen. Obviously, I never would have forecasted going back as quickly as I did. So you never want to close a chapter on anything in this game. But this new chapter, I couldn't be more excited about. Man, I can't tell you how refreshing, not refreshing. That's the wrong word. Exciting it is for me when you can tell the energy of the, not only the organization, but a lot of the players that reached out and how excited they are to have me here. Not that it wasn't exciting to be in Houston, but you know, I've been there for 7 or 8 years now. So everybody knows me. It's you know, you kind of lose that a little bit. So, just having the guys reach out, and everybody I spoke to, just especially once the deal was done, telling me how excited they are, means a lot.
Hmm. Interesting. I wish a lot of players would have his attitude, you know, like Lance McCullers. You know, if I didn't earn it, I just don't want it. Okay.
Well, he's the hero. He got paid over $67 million for 2 years he didn't pitch.
Yeah.
He's not heroic. No, I don't even know why he even
No, but he
up.
Had a clause that he didn't have to have in his contract. And, well, you know what?
Yeah, you know why he had it in there? Because the Astros said, hey,
no, I think that was a Mets.
Oh no,
contract.
The Mets had it. You know why the Mets put it in there? Because they said, "Hey, you are older, and you did miss two full seasons with the Astros."
Yeah.
So yeah, I mean that clause is I don't even know why it came up. Why did he even bring it up?
Because he's heroic.
What a hero!
I can be your hero, baby.
I didn't have to, but you know I did that because I thought I needed to earn my keep. So yeah, you know I just felt like. Yeah. Did I get $70 million out of Jim Crane while never playing a game for 2 years? Yeah, absolutely. Okay, fine. But I wanted to do something, I don't know, borderline heroic, like have a clause in my contract that said that triggered a higher pay if I hit certain very reasonable inning numbers if I were healthy.
Okay. I wish there were other guys that thought like that. Because then you wouldn't have this Lance McCullers contract,
like
$85 million for 4 starts.
Guess what? That's the Astros.
Yeah.
Put that trigger in there. They're dumb for not having that. Seriously, of all the dumb things the Astros have done with some of these postseasons, with some of these contracts recently, not having an injury trigger in Lance McCullers' contract has to be one of the dumbest.
Well, I mean, how much injured was he before he signed that contract?
Plenty. He had been out for the season 2 different times. Yeah, Lance McCullers. Do you know how much time Lance McCullers has missed?
Well, a lot more than he's pitched. I know that. Lot more than he's pitched.
Here, I'll just pull up his total
games
pitched.
Let's not get distracted by Lance McCullers and remember this.
I can be your hero, baby.
Lance, Justin Verlander,
I can kiss
your hero.
Yeah.
Lance McCullers has pitched in 7 seasons.
How many?
7 seasons. That's it. He came into the league in 15. He's pitched in 7 seasons.
I didn't think it was that many.
Yeah, he pitched in 15, 16, 17, 18, no 19. Then
how
he got
much
his contract.
Did he pitch in all of those years?
Well, I mean, 22 starts, 14 starts, 22 starts, 22 starts. Didn't pitch.
You know, you can make 32 starts in a year.
Didn't pitch in 19. I'm aware. He's had double digits twice. Didn't pitch in 19 before he got his big contract. Didn't pitch in 19 at all. He was hurt. In 20, the COVID year, he pitched 11. He started 11
games.
Well,
that's the whole season.
21, he started 28 games. That was a lot. That's a career for him. And in 22, he was hurt. Came back late in the season in August. No 23, no 24. So he has pitched 8 games over the last 3 years.
Yeah. And for $85 million, that's good.
Probably an injury. He had had 2 injuries before. Probably, no, 19 is when he had the serious injury. So probably.
I'm just saying, Justin Verlander, thank you for your service. And thank you for being for not wanting to take money that you don't deserve. Okay?
That's right.
I wish other guys, I wish Kawhi Leonard would think like you. I wish that Ben Simmons would think like
you. Are you going to go to any of your own players?
I did. Lance McCullers. I wish that he would think like you. Okay?
Is there something? Did Abreu say, listen, I can't take this money?
Well, no. Listen. Abreu was there. Abreu was trying. Okay?
Did Abreu say, I can't take this money?
He didn't have the sleeping bag. He had the sucky bag.
That's true.
Yeah. Okay? He didn't have the sleeping
bag. You coming after Tari Eason now?
Tari, get on the court. Good Lord. Get on the court, son.
I mean, Can the Rockets stop playing this game where they list him as doubtful? Just say he's out.
So what exactly?
Don't initially say.
It's a lower leg thing.
Just say
he's
out.
Does anyone know the actual? Because it's been the same one. Is this going to be an ongoing problem for the rest of his career? This is a long-standing lower leg issue that he also had last year. Like, what is? Is he just going to be that guy that, man, is he Charles Grant? Or Charles, no, Charles, what was his name? Not Charles Grant. Charles Spencer.
Oh, my God.
The left tackle that had a chance to be really good for the Texans.
Well, he had
Ron Dane. Yeah. Ron Dane, he had a spiral fracture, which is what they say you typically get when you jump off of a house.
Yeah.
They have no idea how he got
that. Was this Tank, what Tank Dell is going to be now?
Yeah, I don't think Tank comes back like he was, but we'll see. Hopefully he does.
Hopefully he does.
But Tari, you know, I mean, Tari has played 3 years. He had 82 the first year, and then 22 and 24 the last two.
Well, this year's not over.
It's not over, but when's the last time he played?
It's right around the corner. He's doubtful. When
is the last time he played, Tari? See if you can tell me without looking.
The last time Tari played a basketball game?
Uh-huh.
Was probably late November?
No, earlier than that. We're 1 month out as of today.
It's 1 month ago?
12-14 was the last time.
12-14. Mm-hmm. Okay. 1 month away. A month ago. That seems like a long. That's long enough.
It does. There's fibula
injuries.
But he's
doubtful. He's right around the corner.
There's tibia injuries that heal in 6 weeks. We're at 4 weeks now.
Yeah.
Tari Tucker.
Oh, man. Tucker was hurt forever.
Tari Fuller?
Remember how Tucker kept, we kept thinking
like
Tucker
was
going to be
stealing
back?
Money. I don't think Tari's trying not to play. I feel like Will Fuller didn't want to play.
I don't know. Will Fuller wanted to play.
I think Will's just hamstring.
Yeah.
I just think it's just soft tissue stuff. Of course, you had him. You had a taste of him over there with
He
Miami.
Definitely didn't want to play there. He got hurt like week two. It was like, bye.
I'm done.
I'm out.
Just give me my money. See, I wish more guys were like Justin Verlander. Didn't want that money. If you don't earn it, you don't want it. That's great. That's a great human being. Great American.
He was really, really good with Houston, man.
God, he was good. Mighty.
I mean, if you shut it off after 22, now he missed 2 straight years, 20 and 21. But, I mean, he won a Cy Young next year. He won 2 Cy Youngs, finished second to Cy Young with the Astros over a 5-year period. And I'm sorry, over a 6-year period, he won 2 Cy Youngs and finished second in 1. 2 of the years, he didn't even pitch. But look at his win total. He won, and if you take him from 17 when he got to the Astros, he won all 5 games. That's 42, 43, 53, 63. So he won 61 games and lost 19. He went 61 and 19 from 17 to through 22. 61 and 19.
Pretty good.
Holy crap, is that great.
Yeah. Yep. All right, we're breaking. 713-780-3776. We got 1 hour to go. Anybody wants to talk about anything?
Is there any way that we can kick in? Like, can we start a GoFundMe to get him some more money?
We could start that.
Like, to make up for the money he lost
last
year.
Maybe use Eyelids for Kids money.
Innings trigger, yeah.
I can be your hero, baby.
Just one. Like, just a GoFundMe.
If you like
to make up for the money he lost because of the innings trigger.
Yeah.
Maybe just to make things right, just to make him whole, as they say.
Yeah. And what did he sign for?
Probably just a couple of dollars. I mean, he's been struggling the last few years.
Just a couple dollars.
He had to sign for a lot to make up from the losses.
No, that's not how he operates. You told me. He probably signed for league minimum. Why would he want to take money when he was so bad last year? He told you, hey, I don't take money I don't earn.
No, he probably was 25, I would imagine, in that neighborhood.
No, probably like 2.5. No. Based on how he played, Justin doesn't take money he doesn't deserve. What's wrong with you?
You're right about that.
Yeah.
He
probably has a trigger that says, if I don't pitch well, take all my money.
Does he get paid per start? Like, legitimately, if I make an appearance, you pay me, but if I don't, you keep your money? Okay.
As long as I keep the money if I don't pitch well.
Yeah, he's fair.
I only going to get paid for wins.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's fair
and square.
That is square. That is fair and square.
That's what I like about him. His nickname is Fair and Square.
Uh-huh. He's a hero. Thank you. He is a freaking hero. I just wish every player would think like he does. Give the money back. Give it to the people.
He doesn't give it to the people. Jim Crane's not the people.
I'm pretty sure he gave it to the people.
My friend bought him an expensive bottle of wine. He didn't even come say thank you. The other people at the table thanked him. He just walked out and left.
Well,
I was like that's not really cool. But
this
whatever.
Ain't the wine I would have picked, probably.
Should have asked me first.
He and his wife just went, and the other couple, hey, thank you so much. That was so nice of you to do that.
Well, you should have asked him what type of wine you want.
He's making $15 million.
15?
Yeah.
Do you know Charlie Morton's making 15 this year, too? Charlie Morton just signed.
More wins, Charlie Morton or Justin Verlander this year?
This year?
I think it's a tough one.
Who was Charlie with?
Charlie signed with Baltimore, I believe.
Over under 9.5 wins.
Charlie Morton, yeah, he's with Baltimore. He just signed with Baltimore. And the Astros thought he was done 4 years ago.
Oh, I know.
Well,
and it was a $15 million cut. He was a $15 million pitcher then, and he's a $15 million pitcher now.
They didn't think he was done. They just didn't want to pay him.
Well, and you know what? They should have.
How old is Charlie?
Charlie's like 80 now, isn't he?
41. Dude, Charlie Morton's as old as Verlander.
Yeah. Charlie can throw, bruh.
How is Charlie still? Will either pitcher get double-digit wins? Charlie or Verlander?
I think Charlie with the Orioles certainly can.
He was 8-10 last year.
Charlie with the Orioles certainly can. Yes.
He did have 14 a year before.
Yeah. No, Charlie would have been.
I mean, he is 41.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who ends up with more wins, Charlie or Verlander?
Charlie's got 2 World Series. 17 and 21.
Finished third in Cy Young in 19.
How about that? Rays. After the Astros got rid of him, he was third in Cy Young.
He was an all-star in 18. Do you remember that? Yeah. The Astros?
Yeah. Charlie was great.
No, I love Charlie. I have a special place in my heart for Charlie.
Charlie
Morton.
Effing Morton.
He played for the Astros for 2 years. That's it. It felt like we had him longer.
I know.
Felt like our time with Charlie was longer.
Well, he was there during when it all turned around.
One.
We love us
two,
Charlie.
3, 4, 5, 6 different stints for 5 different teams.
Yeah.
And this is going to be 7th stint. What a career for Charlie.
That's great.
Started at age 24, ends at age question mark. Who pitches longer?
48.
Is there any chance that Charlie and Justin have to go out together? I mean, they're inextricably linked. Because when
really.
You think Justin Verlander, you think Charlie Morton.
So
they're probably going out together.
Well.
Kind of like Clay and Steph will.
We're going out right now. 9 o'clock, ESPN 97.5. Don't go anywhere.